From Romans chapter 7. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but in the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law. When I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So do you know who Lenny Skutnik is? No. He is a retired, yes, Frank does. Good. Yep. He's a hero. That's right. He is a retired printing and distribution assistant for the Congressional Budget Office, which is not someone you would normally know, except for what he did on January 13th of 1982. On that day, an Air Florida flight, number 90, crashed into the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Remember? And during the rescue operation, the passengers, one of them, Priscilla Tirado, was too weak to grab the line dropped from a helicopter. Hundreds of people were watching, including emergency services personnel, but it was Lenny Skutnik who saw the situation, stripped off his coat and boots, and in short sleeves, dove into the icy water, swam 30 feet to assist her, and then succeeded in getting her to the river shore, where she was subsequently taken to the hospital, and her life was saved. Now, the reason that more people know about that than would have is that Ronald Reagan, during his State of the Union address a few weeks later, pointed to him, Lenny, up in the balcony, and told his story. He talked about him as a hero, and ever since, that's been part of the State of the Union. We pointed to the people who are doing what is extraordinary to say we can be that. He's a hero because his will and his body work together. They align together, and that is just not all that normal. We don't do the things we wish we did, and we do the things we don't want to do. We live our lives on this seesaw between what we wish we did and what we do. We live our lives falling short of our own beliefs and standards. Maybe you thought it was just you. The Apostle Paul tells us that it was him and that it is all of us. We all have this inward struggle going on. Our beliefs about the right thing to do just don't match what we actually do. The golden rule that sounds so easy, treat other people the way you want to be treated. I still remember the first time one of the children that I know and love told me that, well, I hit him because he hit me first, and that must be the way he wanted to be treated. We're good at figuring out our way around the law. And this is part of what Paul is talking about here. The law is good. God's law is good. But it isn't the answer to this struggle. Because as much as we hear it, we find our ways around it. The whole passage builds to this kind of hopeless crescendo in which we feel like we're doomed to spend our lives caught in this wretched trap. And then Paul says, you are thrown onto the mercy of Jesus Christ. Take that pain, take that struggle, and give it to Jesus. Because thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, the gap is bridged. We don't bridge it by our will and our actions. We don't bridge it by justifying our behavior. We are justified by Jesus. We are saved from our brokenness by Jesus. Romans, where the passage came from, is the letter that Martin Luther read when he was so convicted by his inability to refrain from sin, no matter how much he tried. And then he read this. And it helped him know he was not alone. And it helped him create the doctrine we stand on, that we are not perfect. We will not be perfect. But Jesus' love for us is perfect. Jesus' love for us completes us. It bridges the gap for us. We become better people, heroes in our own lives, when we embrace that love and respond to it. The word for that is sanctification. It's not about trying to be holy in order to be loved. It's about responding to love and letting love change us from the inside out. How is that different from trying to be perfect on our own? Trying to do the things we want to do and not do the things we won't in order to earn God's love? How is it different? What does it look like? In Anne Lamott's book, Hallelujah Anyway, Rediscovering Mercy, she talks about gold leaf. It seems that the ancient Chinese had a practice of embellishing the cracked parts of valued possessions with gold leaf, which says we dishonor it if we pretend that it hadn't gotten broken. It says we value this enough to repair it. So it's not denial or a cover-up. It is the opposite, an adornment of the break with gold leaf, which draws the cracks into greater prominence. The gold leaf becomes part of its beauty. Somehow, the aesthetic of it having been cracked, but still being here, brought back not to baseline, but restored, that brings increase. We can see the broken places of ourselves not as pieces to hide, to pretend don't exist, so that we can give off the illusion of perfection. Instead, we can let the gap be bridged with the gold leaf that is the love of Christ. We can let the broken places become beautiful because they are where Christ is at work in us. For me, it is often the music that comes into the in-between places, the gaps between who I am and who I want to be. And the music reminds me of God's grace and God's mercy and God's love. And I let myself begin to heal. Maybe to cry. Maybe to open my heart up wider to forgive myself for not being everything I want to be. And accept that Jesus loves me. And that helps set the table for another day. Another day of, well, not of trying to be perfect, but another day of trying to let his love shine through my very human being. Friends, we are not alone in our imperfection. It is Jesus' love and mercy that walks with us on this journey. We can say out loud, I don't do the thing I want. and I do the thing I don't want. But sometimes, with the help of Jesus, I find my way closer to where I want to be. I do better than I did the day before at aligning my soul with the rest of me when I accept and rejoice in that good news, that God loves me on all the days. May we know that the merciful power of the love of Christ comes into the places we are struggling, the places we are cracked, the places we need to be whole. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.